We are to be concerned not only about our own self, but also the welfare of our neighbor. Take vaccinations. Isn't it amazing that for some, they would not get vaccinated until win the lottery, free college education, free tickets to sporting events, or if everything else fails, what? Free beer from Anheuser-Busch? It'd be more humorous if it wasn't so sad. Freedom involves responsibility, not only for ourselves, but also for the welfare of our fellow man. Now, back to the text. Paul says in our text, as he writes to the Romans, that they are not slaves, but are free. Now, Paul knew about slavery. The Romans had many slaves, and these slaves were made slaves because they were brought back after victory in war. And others were slaves because they were indentured servants, and they would be in slavery until they were able to pay off the debt, which for many would never come. Paul himself was a free man. He was a Roman citizen, but yet he gave up that freedom in order to be put in chains, in prison, in Rome, and to be executed in order to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now Paul says to them that they are free from sin, which leads to righteousness, and then to eternal life. They are free from sin because Christ had taken the sins upon himself. The burden of sin, the consequence of sin, was removed from them, and now they were righteous and holy before God, and eternal life was theirs. What a joyful message to the people, no longer slaves, but free in Jesus Christ. So what does that say to you and to me? Well, let me begin with a story. And the story is about a young man named Trevor, age 26, from Baker, California. Now, Trevor was an artist. He was a painter. And one day, Trevor decided to paint a picture of a man in chains. And so to make it realistic, he went to the hardware store, bought some heavy chains with a lock and key, and then he went off into the desert to paint. Well, when he finished his work, he looked at it, oh, this was very nice. And so he went to release himself from the chains, but he had a problem. He couldn't find the key. He looked high and low, and he couldn't find that key. And after one day of searching, he finally decided what he had to do, and he hopped for 12 miles through the desert to get to a gas station to open the lock to be set free. He was enslaved in those chains until he was set free. By analogy, think of those things that can enslave us in life. Paul says that we are no longer slaves to sin. What is it that can enslave us? Namely, what can take all of our time, all of our energy, be the reason we are living, what makes life worthwhile? What is it that can consume us in life? Well, for some, it's accumulation of wealth. You know, we all need some wealth to live. But for some, it's never enough. You have to have more money, more wealth, more stocks, more bonds, more of this and that. Well, it's not really needed. For some, it might be food. Not just eat to live, but live to eat, leads to gluttony and all kinds of problems. For some, it might be drugs or alcohols that consume and then control one's life. For some, it might be sex. For some, it might be gambling. There are all of these things that can enslave us in life. Or it might be self-absorption. You know, everything is about I and me and my that life is one continuous selfie.